Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker, and I am always here to dish up some deliciously delectable, consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I can't go forward without taking a moment to thank the wonderful Gaye Adegbolola, who always brings us in with her Hungry Woman Blues. And you know, we address that here on this show, the Hungry Woman Blues, the Hungry Man Blues. So tonight, it might be a little more focused on Hungry Woman Blues. So here on the first and second Sundays at 6, we dish up a dollop of divinely delicious, natural, and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. I'm going to briefly tell you a little bit about myself and my services before we jump in tonight, because we have a really juicy program planned for you. I answered Spirit's call quite some time ago, decades ago, I'll say, to work within my practice and ministry, now called Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. And over those several decades, I've done everything from counseling to coaching, teaching to massaging, Reiki to writing, and my baby, my creation that I take such pride in and I just love immensely is Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity, first on a monthly basis and since last year, twice a month, to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. And I really couldn't do it without all of you listeners who support the show. And I want to extend a special thank you to those who tuned in last week for the return of the scientific mystic, Rosemary Bredesen. And if you missed that show, wow, Rosemary was so on point. You'll definitely want to catch her. So you can check that show or any show that we've had in the past 4.5 years on demand. And before we get going with tonight's guest, I want to let you know to be sure to stay tuned in after this show from 7 to 7:15 p.m. tonight. I'll be chatting with a few of the powerful healing posse set to serve you at the upcoming Come to the ER Emergence Retreat to help you transition from winter to your inner spring. And I know if you're like me, you are past ready to transition to spring. But let's stay in the moment, because right now, prepare yourself for a treat. Today is International Women's Day, and I can't think of better timing to showcase this woman who is our guest and her service to women. Now, this particular guest and I have orbited in the same circles for years, and it's crazy that we haven't met in person, just via Facebook. But I have been a huge fan of her work, and recently I sat in on one of her conference calls and was struck by her knowledge, her wisdom, and her passionate energy. And this woman stays busy, so I am so pleased and honored that she was able to join us for tonight's show to talk about all the wonders of womb work. All right, and that's my dog in the background, the Yappy Men Pen. I think he is confirming that this is the right person at the right time. So without further ado, let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Reverend High Priestess Fema Aziz Sirwa. And I know I mangled your name like I mangle everyone's name, and I apologize, Fema. How are you?
I am wonderful, and what a welcoming from you and your beautiful pet. I love it. I love it, and I'm really happy to be here. And you didn't mangle it too bad. You were close.
Too bad. Okay, I was close.
And so, you know, it's an honor to be here. You know I love you. We've been circling, like you said, around each other for quite some time, and anytime you ask me to do something, as long as I can, I will.
Well, I love that. Thank you so much. Well, you know, for those folks who may not know about you, please share who you are and what do you serve at your healing table, because it is bursting at the seams, your table, let me tell you.
It's an all-you-can-eat buffet right now.
I love that.
Who am I? I really do identify myself as I am. But I know that that is so broad that I have to narrow that down so people can really relate. It took me years to get to a point to really know who I am. So I don't take that question lightly. I do a couple of things. I am known by many as Melinda Yule. For all of my life, I've been doing empowerment work. I think I started my first organization at 6. With a pitcher of Kool-Aid my mom would make and kids on my block, you know, and so this is truly what I'm here to do, to empower people, and specifically women. I have an educational background where I have a BS in counseling, psychology, I have a BA in English, I love the arts, and I also have a master's in business administration, and then I have an honorary doctorate of divinity, so I'm a smart girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I have my education by God's grace, and I'm passionate about helping women grow their capacity, really know who they are, and heal themselves in mind, body, and spirit from anything, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual. And so it was that passion that made me step into the world of alternative medicine. So I'm also trained as a Reiki practitioner, an aromatherapist, an herbalist, and a certified doula. And so I catch these babies as well.
Wow.
So that's the background I'm coming from. And the only reason the womb sauna is even here today is because I had to learn how to heal my own womb.
Mm.
If it was not for my own infirmity, my own imbalances, and wrestling with PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, the womb sauna would not have gotten born. So it's amazing how the things that you think can be wreaking the most havoc in your life can become the foundation for greatness. So that's who I am. That's how I got into this work. And the womb sauna offers vaginal steaming. That's what we enter the marketplace with. But we also do a lot of other things. We offer spiritual services and a whole product line and classes and conference calls. And we have a retreat, too. You know, we got all these great things coming up.
Mm, wonderful. Now, I don't want to dip too much into your business, but, you know, it always fascinates me when people encounter adversity and how they are able to transform it into triumph. And so could you tell us a little bit more about your journey with doing your own healing work?
Absolutely, Tanya. I will spill the tea because I love being transparent. And I think that, and I'm going to just throw this in here before I share more of my story, if only women would be more authentic and unveil a little bit more, we could learn so much from each other. So I have no problem telling all my business. So for me, back in 2008, I began to have these sharp pains in my womb. And I said, what is going on? So I went to my doctor, and they did a pelvic ultrasound. They did some blood work. They didn't find anything. The pains intensified. It literally felt like somebody was taking a sword and sticking them into my ovaries and slowly pulling them out. And I was like, this is not normal. Y'all need to see me again. And so I go back 6 months later, and they found that both of my ovaries were full of cysts, not one or two, full of cysts. And my doctor then said, you are diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome. I had never heard of it at that time. I wasn't familiar with what that was. And they wanted to give me one or two options. Go back on birth control, which I had been on for 12 years straight, or if I ever wanted to have children one day, I would need an IVF. And even though I didn't know much about natural medicine, I knew that that wasn't my truth. I knew enough to know that I didn't agree with those two options, and I would have to find another way. So I began to search for second opinions, went through several specialists. Long story short, the breaking point for me was when I went to a reproductive endocrinologist. He took 5 minutes looking at my chart, and he said, you're going to need an IVF, period. Go find out if your insurance covers it. I said, well, why do you say that? He was the seventh specialist, okay? And he said, because you're hairy. Hairy as in I had hair on my body. I said, what do you mean? And I said, okay, enough of this. Let me figure out what alternative medicine can offer me. And it was through Queen Afua's work in the book Sacred Woman that ushered me into this amazing world. I did not know how many options were available for my healing. And so journeying through those nine gateways in that book really helped me recognize myself and my power. And for 2 years, from 2009 to 2011, I healed myself. I left my corporate job in 2011 and launched the Womb Sauna for the public because I said, women got to get hip to this. They need to understand their power and the power of what the earth provides. And so that's my story in terms of how deep it was for me. And in the midst of all of that, I was going through a divorce. I was going through three moves in 1 year. I had my jaw broken and my father died. And all, I mean, anything
that
you think could have hit me, when you pray things like break every chain, show me all I need to see, so you got to be careful when you ask for certain things. Because literally everything in my life changed in a span between 2008 and 2011. Everything shifted about my life. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it.
I just had to breathe and take that in. You know, having an empathic nature, being able to feel some things, I felt some of what you encountered, so more power to you. Wow. That's an amazing journey. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you.
And thank you for being inspired to take your healing and help to empower and heal other women. That's what it's all about. I appreciate that, and thank you.
Absolutely. I would not have gotten to that point if I didn't go through what I went through. So when I look back at it, it all served me well. Now, you couldn't have told me that in the midst of it. You would have heard me cussing and fussing and crying and all of that. But looking back at it, it all served me well, and I use it. I use it.
And that's a lesson for all of us and a wonderful reminder. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned when you were talking about some of the services you provided and, you know, the name of your company, business, ministry, all rolled up into one, the Womb Sauna, and you talked about vaginal steaming. You know, when that term gets thrown out there, people's eyebrows tend to raise, you know, folks tend to scratch their head. I see men folk tend to shut down and try to walk away. And I'm saying that because those were all reactions that occurred in my classrooms when I told my students the subject of tonight's show. They had all of those various responses, but, you know, in the midst of it all, they were also very curious. And then, you know, we had this show scheduled for quite some time, but what was it? Was it last week when all of a sudden the article popped up about Gwyneth Paltrow, who had tried vaginal steaming, and now she's this big proponent of it? So, I mean, you've been in the midst of this for a while, and, you know, she's a newcomer to it, but, you know, I'm never mad when someone with a bit of fame will come along and espouse holistic healing. So I'm very thankful to her. But please tell us a little bit more about what is this vaginal steaming?
So let me give you the backdrop. When I got started in researching this in 2009, that was during a time where literally I would go and Google hip baths, vaginal steaming, and you couldn't find anything on the web about it. Nothing. It was like a ghost town on the web. And so I was so excited. I am really excited right now that so many people are talking about it. Reality TV is talking about it. And it's sad that American people don't find value in things until it's on TV or a celebrity says it from time to time. Mm-hmm. But it's still exciting for our industry. And so there's all these different types of methods of vaginal steaming that are now being created. You have what you'll experience, for example, in Korean spas. And they call that a hip bath. And it's a very spa-centered type of method of vaginal steaming. And then you have other smaller companies and smaller spas who are starting to offer their versions of it. The womb sauna's method of vaginal steaming is something that I was testing for 2 years before I brought it to the marketplace in 2011. And it's something that's really given us a niche because women leave thinking they're coming in just to address their fibroids, and they leave having literally transformed their lives. So, you know, women come in, or we can go to them because our sauna is mobile, so they have an option. And they sit on a chair that's open at the bottom. Herbs are heated. I have 6 different herbal blends. All of our herbal blends are infused with gemstone and flower essences. And we also combine essential oil therapy in every vaginal steam session. So women come in and they're covered with our capes that we have custom made from the neck all the way to the ground. And they get a full body sweat. And every woman in her first session has the same experience where she has to tell her womb story. I ask women, if I could hold a microphone to your womb and she could speak, what story would she have to tell about your life? Mm. And, Tanya, it's been amazing. I could have never foreseen the tears that get shed, the singing, the praying, the chanting, the calling on the ancestors. All of those things take place in a womb sauna. It leaves me in awe every single time, even till this day. Mm-hmm. And it's the session's for an hour. By the end of the session, her body has received everything it needs to receive, and her spirit has received everything it needs to receive. And then we set up her regimen, and most women see me every 3 to 4 weeks for their treatments.
Wow. Wow. That sounds so powerful.
It's been life changing. It changed my life, literally. Mm-hmm. It literally changed my life. My first vaginal steam was at a Korean spa in Atlanta called Jeju's.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, because I was dealing with PCOS, I hadn't had a cycle for a year. I had not bled for a year. And I remember going to this petite Korean woman. She barely spoke any English. I'm telling her all my life. She can't even probably respond, you know, crying and crying, standing there butt naked, didn't know what to do with myself, trying new stuff, right?
Right.
And she sat me down. 20 minutes later, Tanya, my cycle came down. And that's how I knew that this medicine was powerful.
Wow. Wow.
That's what woke me up and said, okay, I need to figure this out and try to bring this to other women because I had tried so much. I had made nutritional shifts. I had did all these things. The only difference from the spa environment, while I was sitting there, all these emotions were stirring up, and I was wishing that there wasn't a TV in front of me. I was wishing that there was somebody there to coach me and kind of spiritually midwife me through whatever I was going through, and that just wasn't their style or method, you know? And so that's why with the womb sauna method, I've designed it the way I have. Women literally have no other choice but to unveil. They have to literally undress and bare their soul so they can create what they need to move forward in life. There's no other way to do it, you know, and so that's why we do it the way we do.
Now, you know, you mentioned that it, you know, you experienced it in a Korean spa. Is it a traditionally Eastern treatment? Is it something that, you know, came out of Africa? Do you happen to know the origin?
So there's no anthropological record of vaginal steaming because the wise women of the olden ages, they maintain things through an oral tradition. Grandma said, come sit on this pot, you go sit on that pot, you know. And so what we do know is that every single indigenous culture on the planet has some type of adaptation of what we're calling now vaginal steaming. So when I travel the world with our annual tour that we do, the Power of the Squat Tour, I literally will go to the Caribbean, and women be like, yeah, my great-grandmother is still sitting on her pot till this day. It's very familiar in the Caribbean and Eastern cultures. In Africa, they use it ceremonially for their brides. They, you know, smoke her womb, the elders of the tribe. You know, all of these things are part of their culture and being a woman. It's like rites of passages in these other cultures. Here in America, we've been so driven by pharmaceutical, allopathic medicine, and so we've lost some of the culture of healing, and we've lost some of that information that so many of the women held. But even here, on this side of the planet, when you look at the shamans and Native American traditions, you can find an adaptation of vaginal steaming. So it was everywhere. We just don't have the written record of it.
Wow. Okay. Whew. Well, obviously, it is widespread, and people know the benefits of it, at least the old school folks, you know? And so what are some of the benefits that you have come across?
So with the womb sauna, we actually have been collecting data because we know data is powerful, and we've been able to find over 25 health benefits so far. And so, of course, it's pulling toxins out of the body. As women get this full-body sweat, the pores are opening up and drinking in that herbal steam. And that is nourishing for the body. Herbs, this is why you can eat a whole carrot. Not eat a whole bag of carrots, but quickly eat a whole bag of chips. It's your body knows what's from the earth. Your body knows what to do with these herbs. But this manufactured stuff that we're making in labs and stuff, your body has difficulty with that. So you pop a pill for this and another organ begins to suffer. So this is a more soothing, natural way to pull toxins out of the body. Women who have issues with abdominal pain and pressure, especially if they're dealing with larger fibroids or very active fibroids, it'll help alleviate that. It helps relieve menstrual cramps. It improves vaginal tightness. The brothers appreciate me for that. It helps with that. regenerates damage.
Right.
You know, I'm going to speak the truth, Tanya. I'm going to give
all
it like
right.
a hit. And so it helps with that. So especially for postpartum care, when women have just had a baby, you know, womb sauna steam will really help get the body back to 100% very easily. So mothers who've just had children, they love it for that. It also helps because you're getting a concentrated steam on the vagina, which is the most absorbent tissues on a woman's body. Taking in those herbs boosts the immune system and allows any other herbal remedies that you're using to be better absorbed in the bloodstream. So if you're drinking teas, if you're taking minerals and all of these other things to try to improve your health, incorporating the womb sauna will help you take your health efforts to the next level. It regulates the cycle, balances hormones. Women who deal with chronic yeast infections and BV, it helps with that. Some of the unexpected benefits that women love is it has a cardio benefit. You can literally sit there for an hour and sweat and smell great and talk about your life and pray and shift things, and your heart is getting a health benefit. Like, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, that
that's a little better to
day.
Me than the treadmill, but, you know, to each their own. So it helps with that. It aligns the chakras. And this is the last one I'll mention, and then I'll also tell everybody how to get this comprehensive list of benefits. One of the surprising ones is building self-esteem. I began to notice that there were women who would come in, and they would be so shy about their body image. And so when they had to undress, they were literally like tiptoeing out of their clothes and like in a corner. You could just tell that there was some, you know, concerns there. By the end of their session, I cannot make this up, they'd be running through the office naked and free. Like, they would feel so light and liberated that they were no longer hiding. They were just like, oh, my God, I feel so great, you know? And I was just like, wow. And so I saw that self-esteem piece as well. So to get this comprehensive list, you go to thewombsauna.com, and under our services tab, you'll see vaginal steaming. You click on that, and you'll be able to download it, and you can read literally we're up to 30 benefits, but there's more coming as we do more research about it. And so you can have a copy of that list.
Wow, wonderful. I want to pause right now and let our listeners know that we are definitely open for callers. So if you have a question for Thema about vaginal steaming or any of her services, you can call in to 917-889-7806. Again, that number is 917-889-7806. Please make sure you press 1. That lets me know you want to speak with the host, or in this case with Thema, and we'd be glad to take your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And actually, we have a caller. Are you ready to take a call right now?
Absolutely.
All right. We have a caller from the 202 area code, so local to D.C. Caller, you are live on the air, Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Do you have a question for Thema?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hello. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, Professor Sonia. This is Delphine calling.
Hi, Delphine.
Yeah,
you have a question.
Good evening. I'm sorry, I didn't really quite got her name. Is it Wilma or Dilma? The host for today, or is the guest speaker? I didn't get her name clearly.
Oh, it's Thema. Thema?
Thema.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Thema. Okay.
See, I've just been butchering
hi,
it.
Hi, you say, good evening.
Hi, beautiful. I'm wonderful. I'm enjoying myself. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is really an interesting topic for today, vagina steaming.
Isn't
yeah.
it juicy? I love it.
Yeah. I have a question for you. You said one of the benefits of this vagina steaming has to do with relief of large and small fibroid hydro. How does that work? Does it actually eliminates the fibroid, or it just cools down the pain or something? How does it work with fibroid?
So fibroids are complicated because there's several different types, and the location of that fibroid and the size of it and the type of fibroid you're dealing with will dictate what work you need to do to heal it and release it from your body. What the womb sauna vaginal steam does is it heats the body up, and there has been some documented information that shows that heating the body up to a certain temperature can begin to cause fibroids to die off because it's hard for them to continue to thrive and grow in certain temperatures. The other thing that happens is the herbal blends that we use are targeted for balancing the body so that your overall health can improve. The biggest thing, though, that I specialize in is helping women understand, why did you grow these fibroids to begin with? And so, for example, we just did a webinar about fibroids and how they represent what you hide within yourself. So I've literally worked with women who they start healing daddy issues, and the fibroids begin to shrink. And it blows their mind because they're looking at the surface level trying to address the physical symptom of fibroids. But you really need to heal what made your body even feel the need to grow them to begin with. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And about menstrual cramps too. That's that's something that has been troubling me for, I mean, since I started menstruating, I've been having this menstrual cramp. I mean, there are some months that it will come on very seriously. There are some months that I won't really feel the pains that much. But I didn't really know vagina steaming, it's really a way out for this. So how does it work with menstrual cramp? Is it like a one-time healing thing?
Yeah, for that. That was one of the things that helped me, because when my body finally did wake up and start cycling regularly, I did have an adjustment period, you know, and I would have cramps and the PMS, the bloating of the breasts and all of that, the moodiness. I would cuss people out for no reason, you know. So all of that was going on with me. So, again, the herbs, and we have a client intake process. So, for example, if you were one of our clients, you would be answering questions like that on your intake form, and that would let me know which herbs that you need so your body can begin to heal and rejuvenate itself. And so we have a herbal blend that's targeted for those specific issues you're dealing with. And then by the end of your first session, you would know what I call your entry point to healing. So you may need to do the majority of your work emotionally or physically or spiritually. Like, we'll pinpoint it based on what comes out in your first session so that by your next cycle we can measure if what we've put in your regimen is working or if we need to tweak it so you can achieve healing.
Oh, wow.
Even if you're not in our area, what I do offer women are phone consultations, and I can teach you how to do what you can at home and really still teach you what you need to do so until you're able to get on the pot or connect with one of our practitioners in your area.
Okay. Wow, that's wonderful. I really like to get connected with you. So I would like to get in touch with you afterwards.
Yeah, you can call me, you can email me, you can even book, if you feel compelled, you can book right through the website. When you go to thewombsauna.com, there's an appointment tab, and it lists all the different services. And I do what I do not for the money, even though I'm about my money. And so I'm not going to break your pockets. The phone consultation is $35. And so if you want to start there, you can. But if you're in the D.C. area, you need to come get on the pot, because I'm right here in Suitland, Maryland. That's where we're headquartered. And so you're close. So definitely you can have that experience.
All right. Wow, thank you very much, Ms. Tema. That was wonderful listening to.
Thank you for calling in. I wouldn't have had nobody to talk to unless you were here, so I'm glad you're here too.
All right.
Thank you, Delphine.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, you too.
All right. You know, Tema, I have to tell you that when you say get on the pot, it just takes me back. My mom was listening for a while, and, you know, she has limited minutes. She's gone now. But, you know, the way I grew up, at least the first 12 years of my life, we didn't have running water. And so we literally had a pot. And so when you say sit on the pot, you know, I'm having these flashbacks. So I'm hoping to replace that image with something a little more pleasant and what have you. talk about
I love
being
it.
Transparent,
you know how
right?
You get that reaction of people looking, their eyes get big. I live for that. Like, I live for that moment, because we're waking up. We need to know our options. And so, yes, you'll be able to replace that image with something much more pleasant.
Okay, good. Wow. Well, you know, I would love to hear, you know, we've heard your success story. I would love to hear of a story of someone that has benefited from your services and the vaginal steaming and all the other good stuff that comes along with it. And before you get started, I just wanted to make sure that our callers knew the number for calling in. That's 917-889-7806. And press 1 to speak with Tema, who is talking about her services with the Womb Sauna and all the wonders of womb work. All right. So can you share with us some good news from someone?
Yes, you know, I had to get really organized because I was getting so much positive feedback about women's experience. I said, I got to find a way to collect this information. So I've been capturing it on our testimonial tab, and women go there and they submit their stuff. One of the most amazing things is I was dealing with a woman who had 13 fibroids removed from her womb the size of grapefruits. The size of grapefruits. 13.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I just want
to
make sure everybody heard that.
I can't even envision that.
You imagine? And so, you know, she had the myomectomy, and she called me. She was not in my area, and so she said to me, Tama, what should I do? And I said, I'm going to send you some herbs. I have a herbal blend called the Womb Goddess Blend. I said, drink 3 to 6 cups of this a day. Do these affirmations, and you got to start making some changes in your lifestyle. You got to start releasing this stuff. She said, okay. 2 fibroids began to grow back the size of kiwis. So she was like, let me go ahead and order these herbs. She ordered the herbs. Within 2 months, she emailed me. She said, you won't believe it. The fibroids are now the size of raisins. She also was trying to conceive. She now got 2 beautiful kids after that. And she had spent literally over $20,000 in infertility care. So it's moments like that that I'm just in awe. And she did not even get on the pot. She didn't even get on the pot. All she was doing was following the tools given to her that are holistic in scope. So I said, take these herbs, drink this, do this emotional releasing work, make this shift in your lifestyle, and she was able to get those results just by doing those simple things. So by the time women get to the pot, you know, they're walking away with $10,000, literally. I had a client who said, my intention today is to manifest $10,000. And she called me in a couple of weeks and had manifested that. That's the power of the womb. Your wombs, ladies that are tuning in, your womb holds the blueprint not just for your life, but the whole universe. You birth or have the ability to birth one of the most powerful things on the planet, a human being. Personalities are born in your womb, brain, tissue, bone, all of that. So anytime something is stuck or blocked in your life, then there's something going on inside of you because you are the one creating the life you're living.
Yeah.
And a lot of women don't know that. They think there's something outside of them, and they get into that victim psychology. But really, the way you heal is you recognize who you really are, who you were born to be, and you start putting tools in place, and you do the work, and it'll work when you work it. So that's one, you know, example of amazing results.
We can pause right there, Tama, because I do have another caller, and, you know, I think we need to just pause in reverence at that story. I'm still thinking 13 grapefruit-sized fibroids.
Isn't that
in her womb. Yes. And, wow, that's something. So, wow, that's amazing. So we have another caller, a local caller from the 301 area code. And so before we hear another story of triumph, let's take this caller. You're on the air, caller.
Hi, this is Jamila. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Jamila.
Well, I know you said you want to take a pause from Story of Triumph, but I have one.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yes. Oh my goodness. I've had 2 sessions, womb sauna sessions with Tama in the last 6 weeks. And I cannot emphasize how transformational this is. Because for people who hear about vaginal steaming and they're wondering what is it, and you have this imagery of sitting on a steaming pot, yes, it's all of that, and yes, it addresses a lot of the physical issues of fibroids and cysts and things like that, but it is a spiritual experience. It's a manifesting experience, and I was curious about it. I'd had some friends talk about vaginal steaming, and I also have several friends who are practitioners, but I wanted to say how what Tema is doing is very different than I think a lot of vaginal steam practitioners because of the spiritual, the counseling, and the talking and manifesting part of it. Other folks will just have you sitting on the pot, which has all of those benefits of the physical, but the emotional release and the spiritual transformation and the spiritual manifesting is such a huge component of what she's doing. It's a magical experience. I can't explain it any other way. So after the first time I did the womb plan, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, okay, she got me up in here taking off all my clothes. I know about all that. It was sitting on the pot, talking with Tema, releasing all of the things you are holding in your womb, the things you don't even realize you're holding on to, and the manifesting, sitting on a pot of steam and herbs and flowers and all of this and sweating and calling forth the things that you want to manifest in your life. And I was like, okay, that was great. Even if nothing happens, that was a wonderful experience. I left out of there feeling empowered and energized. But then within days, I started seeing shifts happening in my life based on the things that we had talked about while I was sitting on that pot. I mean, there have been changes in my dating world. There are things opening up in my business life. And this is all within the last 6 weeks. And I just want to, you know, because for people who are hearing this and wondering what is it like, you know, and I'm someone who works as a professional intuitive. I work with healing. I'm a Reiki instructor and all of those things. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it blew me away. And the power that we have in our wombs to create and to call forth that energy, most of us are not even tapping into it. I thought I was a pretty empowered person, but to be sitting on that pot and come away from that with this really deep, not just sense of empowerment, but to see the tangible results happening daily, and also to receive the level of personal one-on-one support. You know, you don't just get off the pot and you don't see Tema again. She will call you. You will follow up. She's your cheerleader. She's rooting you on. And she'll call you on your stuff, too, when you start having resistance and all that other stuff that you like. You know, and but I just can't emphasize enough how much has opened up for me in the last 6 weeks. And I'm, you know, I'm not an amateur manifester here, you know.
So Right, yeah.
I wanted to... you know, for people who are listening, for people to understand what it's like, you don't have to be suffering from fibroids or issues with cysts and things like that in order to benefit from the womb sauna. I also had a friend who she's traveling today, so she couldn't call in. She wanted to know about how does this work for someone who's dealing with sexual trauma or recovering from sexual trauma, in terms of just first the process. Is the process the same for someone who's, you know, feeling wounded and vulnerable? And also, how can it help both the emotional and physical effects for someone who's recovering from sexual trauma?
That's a wonderful question. We literally just did a Google Hangout about healing from sexual traumas. The biggest thing is I meet women where they are. And so if she's traumatized in a way where she has concerns about undressing or being seen, I have, you know, ways of adapting that so she can be comfortable. But overall, when women who have sexual traumas get in the womb sauna, I walk them through some breathing exercises and a ritual of literally returning the energy that was deposited in their womb back to the person it belongs to. There have been amazing manifestations that have occurred in those types of sessions, sometimes physical, sometimes just energy, but literally women breathe and they get to weep and they can feel the release of that energy because it's holding on to something that doesn't belong to you, that you didn't even ask for, that is causing unnecessary suffering. So I teach them how to do that while they're actually in the session. And then I walk them through forgiveness work. And so part of their regimen is to use those tools of forgiveness. Sometimes it's a worksheet. Sometimes it requires some spiritual bathing and those types of things to help them really process because you have that moment of initial release. But it reminds me of a scripture my grandmother used to share with me. She was an evangelist. And there was a scripture in the Bible that says when you get one demon out, seven of them try to come back and reoccupy that space. And so And so once you get that first clearing, I make sure that, you know, those sisters have the tools that most likely their mothers and daddies couldn't give them, to be honest. You know, we weren't necessarily taught these tools to be able to continue to release and shift into that forgiveness. Once you forgive and stand in your full stature, then the story changes. It's no longer a trauma. It's a tool. The experience becomes your servant, and you're not identified by it anymore. And so, you know, I've had a lot of women have amazing results with that.
Wow.
Did that answer the question for you, Jamila?
Yes, thank you. She's going to be listening to the archived recording, and so thank you so much for that. And thank you for doing what you're doing, both in terms of pioneering this industry, but spreading the word, you know, empowering women and spreading the word, because I didn't know that this existed until I think I encountered you and then heard about others. But it's such an amazing experience that I just want to encourage, if you are hearing this, you better go get on that pot.
I thank you for sharing your experience. You know how much I love you. And Jamila and I have been circling each other, just kind of like Tanya and I have been doing for years, and then when you got on that pot, it was a wrap, honey. And that was you. You created that. And so kudos to you for doing the work.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep doing your thing, girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jamila. Thank you. That was a beautiful testimonial, and thanks for bringing forth your friend's question, too. That will be very valuable for a lot of people listening, I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'll catch up with you, Jamila. Hopefully we'll have you back on this year.
Oh, thank you, Tanya. I hope so, too. Anytime.
Okay. Nothing like putting you on the spot. All right, my dear.
Oh, I'm down, though.
All right. Well, you know, Tama, we have another caller.
Okay.
I want to make sure if folks have questions that we get a chance to answer for them. So let's see. This caller is from the 240 area code, another local caller. You're on the air. Are you there, caller?
Hi, Professor. This is Renita.
Hey, Renita. My students are representing tonight.
Yes,
I love
Do you have
you
a question?
It. I do. Now, hi, Tama.
Hey, beautiful.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I am so elated about listening to this. This is touching on so many things that I wanted to ask, because you told me this lady with the 13 fathoids. I'm like, oh my God, how was she walking around, man?
It's difficult to carry that much.
Oh my God, I have one, and what happened was 5 years ago. I had a baby, and the doctor told me it was there, and it was the size of a lemon. And he told me to just hold off, see if it'll go away or whatever, whatever. But I'm experienced in my weight, like when I'm trying to lose weight, I keep getting this up down thing, and I do a lot of cleansing. I work on my liver. I do coffee enemas. I'm trying to let go of the chicken, but I still do the chicken and fish. I'm sorry, I can't let go totally, but I do a lot of vegetables. I do a lot of vegetable shakes. I take a lot of herbs. I do the fulvic, the humic acid. I've been doing a lot of things, and I also did this deep cell penetrating cleanse, which was done with the sodium chloride.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but
vaguely.
I went back to the doctor, and it was still there. So I'm just wondering. I don't know. I guess I need to. It's not grown. It hasn't grown, but it's still there. And I was
Something that I've had to talk about a lot lately, because there's a lot of propaganda and miseducation around fibroids for a variety of reasons. But as of this year, there is no scientific data that says changing your diet, being vegetarian, being vegan or raw food will eliminate fibroids. I have tons of vegan and raw food clients who have not been able to shake their fibroids. However, what we do know is that our composition is mind, body, and spirit. So it sounds like all of your efforts have been in the physical composition of your. But if your fibroids are not rooted in your physical body, but they are the representative of something that is out of balance in your emotional or spiritual self, that's where you need to be doing the majority of your work. And that's why the other stuff isn't working. So I've helped women who are eating cheese and steaks every week reduce and eliminate fibroids.
I got
raw food women who haven't been able to shake them because you got to get beneath the surface and look at all of your composition. And that's what I specialize in, pinpointing exactly where you need to focus all of your efforts so that you can get the results.
I'm going to have to come to you then because I have a lot of emotion going on. I had my father's death was so devastating to me. I mean, this year I'm just being able to really talk about it. And it's been 19 years and I'm still... I was devastated then, and it's still devastating, but I am able to, you know, get into, I was in tune with myself to grasp where that he's in a better place, and, you know, and I'll get to see him again one day, but still then all these things happen. I was, my husband was sent back to, he was deported, and then I was put in a shelter, and I was still trying to hang on school and my son and keep him. So I know I do have that I try to.
So this is what happens with a lot of my sisters, especially black women. We know, we can recall all the facts of what we've experienced, but what are we ready to do about it? Because it's not going to work unless you step into the work. So I'm sending you love because just hearing some of what you went through, I can tell that you've been holding in a lot. And remember, those fibroids or your fibroid is just the representative. It's the keeper of what's hidden within you that you haven't figured out how to process. And so as soon as you get the tools, it's a wrap, and you move forward. And then you ask greater power that you've never even known that you had. So actually, you'll probably be sending a thank you note to your fibroids because if it had not been for them, you would not have even been on this path of trying to figure it out and trying to go within and heal and get tools that maybe your mother or aunts or grandmother didn't have, you know? And so they can be a gift in that way when you get to the other side of it.
And so how do I get to you?
So you can call
me. So please
tell me what area are you in.
I live in the over there off of Stanton Road. I live in the D.C. metropolitan area.
All you need to do is book your appointment with me, dear, or give me a call if you have difficulty doing it. So my number for anyone who wants to reach out to me, you can call me at 888-576-9662.
Okay.
So again, that's 888-576-9662. And you can also book appointments through the website at thewombsauna.com/appointments. So either way, once it's on my calendar, you're locked in. Once I receive your payment, you're locked in. You can call me and you can make it over the phone as well, whatever's easy for you.
Okay, that is great. That is just something, this was just so interesting and enlightening, I tell you, because, I mean, you know, people don't know that a lot of times you harbor things that go on in your life and you think you're handling it, but you just really distort it somewhere, which is causing you something major, you know, going on with your body.
And the body is just to be your partner. It's like ADT. So all of these imbalances, whether it's fibroids you're dealing with, whether it's diabetes or high blood pressure, whatever it is, all that is an alarm ringing. It's your body's way of trying to wake you up and say, hey, I can't really handle this particular thing anymore. And that's why I love the work of people like Queen Afua, Susan Weed, Louise Hay, all of these amazing women that's put out all of these resources about the mind-body-spirit connection. You got to begin to really do that work. So thank you for your question there, and I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you, and thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, Renita.
You're welcome.
All right, Tama, you have folks who are following up after tonight, and I am in the number. I am telling you, you know, I've been sensing it. I've been wanting to do it, and now is, you know,
it's like the
now is time to
what, it
get
like
off
boom.
The pot, get on the pot, right? Wow. Awesome. Well, you know, can you believe we've been chatting for 55 minutes? I mean, we're almost, where has the time gone?
Mm-hmm. It flew by. I'm enjoying myself. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly. I want to make sure that folks know some of your upcoming activities so that they can not just sign up for the vaginal steaming, but know some of the other things you have going on so that they can get in on that as well.
Yes. So we do every month three main things to help women really be empowered and heal. We do every month a free Moments of Power conference call on different topics. So this month's topic is about listening to your body in the face of crisis and learning how your body will speak to you, which is ironic because we were just talking about that. And then we do a monthly webinar on a health-focused topic. So last month's webinar was on fibroids. This month we're going to be talking about PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I'm going to be teaching women about that and how to heal it holistically. And then we also do a Sunday morning prayer call every Sunday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have women that call in from all over the country, and we literally pray together. I don't know about you, Tanya, but I miss that. I missed, you know, a lot of my elders and my family transitioned, so I just missed the experience of women coming together of all ages and praying and just holding space for each other. So we do that on Sunday mornings as well. And then lastly, we have for the D.C. metropolitan area what's called the Women's Circle of Empowerment. And every third Sunday, we meet at the ECAC, which is right across the street from Howard University. It's a community center. And we get together face-to-face and do some empowerment work as well, and there's a different focus for each meeting. So the one this month is going to be a networking event. So all of the women who are entrepreneurs, who are seeking to birth out their creative ideas, will be coming together the third Sunday and doing that work. And so that's what we have going on. Outside of that, you can also go to thewombsaunauniversity.com, and we offer 24/7 empowerment. So there are classes you can take on different topics. There's over 13 different course categories. And if you can't sleep one night, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and you want some empowerment, go log on, take a class, learn some tools that will help you move forward in your life. And so that's a snapshot. There's so much that this empire has.
Right,
but I
want
to put those things out and let you know, put those things on your radar so you can connect with it. And do join our email list. You'll see all of the announcements of what we have coming up.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Tama, Aziz Sirwa, did I do better this time?
Got it, honey. You got it.
Woo-hoo. All right. Thank you for sharing all this wonderful information and just this testimony of, you know, the wondrous womb work that you do, the empowerment work with women that you do. And I would like to invite our listeners to tune in again next month as well. We won't be airing on the first Sunday. That's Easter Sunday. And I will have a house full of family at our annual celebration. But we will be meeting on the 12th, the second Sunday. And that will be from
to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll have divinely inspired women on to discuss playfully connecting to soul's purpose. And then on the third Sunday we'll actually be meeting, that's April 19th, we'll have Coach Wilma Lee back on. She's one of our regulars, and she will be giving us our spring forecast in full bloom. So, Tama, thank you, dear. I invite you to continue listening because we have some of my beloved friends and healing partners who are on. They will be joining us on the show to talk about joining me on Saturday, March 21st. That is the day following the spring equinox. And we invite all of you to come to the ER Emergence Retreat for energetic restoration and elemental renewal. So you will find out what that entails. So we have some of those folks here, and I know, I don't know whose number is what, but someone is live. Is this Jaloki?
Yes, Jaloki is here.
Hello, Jaloki, and let's see. Number from the 410 area code, is that Ermina?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ermina. And let's see. I don't know if I have anyone else at this moment, but we'll see if they tune in with us. But we are so excited to be holding this retreat, and I will be co-hosting with my dear friend and mentor and teacher and daddy and grandmama, and, you know, it's all in a kitchen sink, Reverend Anthony Farmer, who has been a frequent guest on this show. And he and I will be hosting and participating, but we have called in some special friends to facilitate healing as well. So we have Robin Bell, we have Ermina Tutu Ulisse, we have Reverend Jaloki Desable, and also we have Andrea Winger. And I know Andrea wasn't able to call in tonight. She had another workshop that she's doing today. If you all can talk a little bit more about the retreat, I know that our listeners may be familiar with you, Ermina. You have been a guest on this show, and you were also one of the guest facilitators for the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Buffet of Healing back in September, which was a smashing success, a wonderful, divinely delicious day of healing and relaxation and transformation for women. But this time we have a retreat for more than just women. It's open to all. So, Ermina, you'll be representing the element water. And what might you have in store for us? A little sneak peek.
Well, I'm going to take just one quick second to thank Thelma Azize Sirwa for her wonderful moment today or presentation. I thoroughly enjoyed everything she had to say. And it's divine to see the alignment of all these different types of ancient work coming into play in this modern day to help support the divine feminine and, of course, the divine male as well. So kudos to Emma, and thank you so much. Now, I get really excited when I start talking about what I'm going to do because you know how I feel about sacred dance, ritual, and, of course, serving and working with individuals who are taking steps toward their ascension, growth, and empowerment. Elemental renewal is close to my heart, and you and Reverend Anthony gave me the opportunity to work with the water energies this time. So I will be doing a 45-minute intensive that's really focused on the internal water or the internal waterways of the body. And when I say internal waterways, of course, I'm referring to blood, which should bring to mind ancestors, right? But I'm also referring to the heart. I'm also referring to the womb space. dealing with the energy of that. So it's going to include ritual meditation, which I always start and end with. It's going to include sacred movement that's designed specifically to help us to align with that internal emotion that's going on and be able to create some elbow room for growth in the spring. And then we'll end with some guided meditation at the end. So the idea is to help support the individuals who are present and really tapping into that divine healing feminine energy.
Wonderful. All right. And actually, I'm not sure if this is Andrea here. Andrea, is that you? I have another caller from the 410 area code, and I was just wondering if that was Andrea actually able to join us. Hello, caller, are you there from 410? Oh, well, they disappeared. So I guess that wasn't Andrea. You know, and let's talk to Jaloki, Reverend Jaloki, and he will be our guardian of fire because we will be having healing through the elements. And so when we talk about the elements, there are many different traditions of working with elements, and we're looking at earth, water, fire, and air, and then the element of ether. So Reverend Jaloki, you'll be doing the fire element. Can you talk to us a bit about what we can expect from your component?
Sure. Thank you very much, Tanya. And before I start, I want to greet and commune with all women today in this special and precious International Women's Day. And along with Yamina, and greetings to you, Yamina, dear sister, I also want to press my awe and my absolute reverence and gratitude to the first part of the show, and especially to Tema Aziz Sewa. I didn't want to call in during that time because I wanted to listen to women, but it's so refreshing and warming at the same time to see how special souls like her, like you, women who are connected with great ancestral lines of wisdom are manifesting their destiny and their mission, their journey in a so beautiful, powerful powerful way. I must say that it's the first time I heard about the womb sauna, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because I know that in many ancient cultures, and particularly I come from Haiti, and I have been immersed and I practice the traditional Vodou spirituality of Haiti. Heat, very often used in similar ways that Tema is using it to recreate a holistic balance in people's body, emotional, mental, intellectual, spiritual, and soul space. So it really feels it's more than right. It feels cosmic, and I'm grateful. Mm. And so, about fire, as you said, this emergence retreat elemental renewal (ER) will be articulated around the four elementals, and then all the elementals that connect to them. And I will have the honor to guide participants and everybody who will be there in body and out of body through the fire aspect of that workshop ceremony. And it happens that this year, the equinox, which is a traditional date when many fire ceremonies are being conducted in all around the world. I can say a word about that a little later. But it also happened that the day before, which is the day of the equinox, will also be a I think it will be a full moon day. It's going to be a new moon.
New moon.
Yeah, and new moon are also occasions. New moons and full moons are also occasions to do fire ceremony. So the date is like a converging of opportunity for us to wake up the hibernating energies of the winter, because we live in the northern hemisphere and DC is the cold part of the northern hemisphere, through the energy of the four elements and the fifth, and one of the four is the fire, which with a particular role in this occasion, bring back the flow of life at a higher speed, higher vibration, and in the process, take this opportunity to burn away the weight, the ties, the things that block us, our demons, our addictions, our limitations. That fire. I'll come back to the what we will be doing physically, but there will be fire. We will work with the actual physical fire, and we will connect through mind and through guided meditation through to the fires that we may not be able to touch closely physically, but inside our body through the solar plexus, to the heart, and all the other chakras, and actually all the cells of the body, and all the manifestation of fire in nature and in the universe, particularly at the center of the Earth, in the sun, in the galaxies, in the stars. Fire is everywhere in creation, and also connect with the fire inside other people's solar plexuses and heart. And so once we have used the transmutational power of fire to liberate, to free ourselves from what prevents us to manifest our best potential and to awaken completely to our true nature, then the fire is still available and offers himself, herself, because fire is both masculine and feminine, very masculine and very feminine, to use the transmutational power to radiate our intentions for the spring and beyond. So we will work also with the physical fire and with the fire at the mental level to manifest. It will be a very happy, lively, and intensely energetic exercise. And I don't want to scare people, of course. It will be done in safe and controlled conditions.
Well, we are not scared. Oh, my gosh. We are not scared at all. Well, we do have Andrea with us as well. And Andrea is going to talk with us about her air component. Andrea Winger.
Hello, thank you. Sorry, I was on mute earlier and I didn't realize it. And I'm so glad I could be here and sad that I missed the prior radio show. Sounds like it was a real treat. I'm so honored to be a part of this gathering, and I'm excited to represent the air element. I guess we're calling it guarding. So I'm guarding the air element, and look forward to really just helping take our intentions that have been building through all of the other elements, and using the breath. The breath is sustenance of life and the connection to spirit through the inspiration and the expiration. We'll work with the breath some, and we will also be using our voices, and I have crystal singing bowls that I use as well. So just using all of these different tools to really expand the energy and send it out. Sound is just penetrates matter of every kind, and it is very, sound is creation. All the ancient wisdom traditions refer to the word or the sound being the seed of creation, and so we will be manifesting our intentions through creating sound and the air, the breath, all of that weaving together. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of it. That's probably
wonderful.
All I need to say.
Well, I'm telling you, when we got on our conference call the other night, all the facilitators, Reverend Anthony and myself, I started having this feeling, I felt like a petulant child because I was thinking, well, I want to be a part of it too. I want to experience it. It's going to be a powerful day and just a truly healing and transformational day. And with all the people who are involved, each person has been selected by spirit to come together for this day, and I am just so honored and grateful to be able to serve beside you all. I will be opening things up. I will be closing things. Reverend Anthony will do our first larger component, and then he will bring things together after our elements have spoken, so to speak, and he will represent ether and spirit and integrate it all together, and then we will have, I'll facilitate the closing ceremony. And in the midst of it all, we will be feeding you, and I love to put on my chef's hat for these activities, and so we will be feeding you with lunch and snacks, and I am really calling forth for a beautiful day with warmth. We'll be in a nature setting at a community center. And so if you want more information about the event, you can certainly contact me. Actually, I have the information on my website, www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com. If you go to Facebook, you can actually look at the event and click on that link and find out more information. It's actually called Come to the ER Emergence Retreat, and it is a public event, so it should populate for you. And it, for all that's going on for the day, the cost is $95, and we can work with cash, credit, checks, or PayPal payments. And if you have questions, you can follow up and contact me. My number is 703-201-9743, or my email, tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com. We have our facilitators, so if you have questions about a particular element that's going to happen, I know you can contact those folks, even though I am telling you we plan and then spirit will take hold and the day will actually evolve in the way in which it is intended to do so. So we will see what it will actually turn out to be, but I do know that it will be fabulous. Can I get a witness to that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's the amen corner coming in there. So if folks want to follow up with you all anyway, please give some contact information. So, Ermina, can you go ahead and tell us yours?
Yes, absolutely. You can contact me by phone at 708-888-0411. You can also go on my website, which actually is my name. So it's Ermina Ulysse, which is IminaUlysse.com. And I also have a couple Facebook pages where I stay connected with folks, and that's under Soto Tutu. The rest of it you can see, but just type in Soto Tutu on Facebook, S-O-D-O-T-U-T-U, and I believe I'm the only Soto Tutu around, so you should be able to find me. Just find me quite easily. But again, the number is 708-888-0411. Thank you.
Wonderful. And how about you, Andrea?
Yes, I can be reached at 410-566-4258. I can be found on Facebook, Andrea Wenger. My last name is W-E-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. And my website is andreawenger.com. And that number again is 410-566-4258.
Wonderful. And last but not least, Reverend Jaloki.
Thank you.
Way to contact you or find out more information.
Yes. The best way to contact me is by email at jaloki@gmail.com. That's djaloki@gmail.com. And people may visit the website of my online interfaith ministries, which is wisdomcircleministries.org, www.wisdomcircleministries.org. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you all for taking the time to share with listeners about your portion of our upcoming Come to the ER Emergence Retreat, where we will most definitely help you transition from winter into your inner spring. And we ask that you continue to tune in with us. We've really, really been filled up on lots of great information between the information that Tema gave us about the womb sauna and all of the wonders of womb work that she does, and with the facilitators of the upcoming retreat. So I'm grateful for all of you for taking the time this evening. And, you know, we don't want to leave us going hungry. So for leftovers, I'll leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go. And this is from Percy J. Shelley, and it's called The Sensitive Plant. And spring arose on the garden fair. The spirit, like the spirit of love, felt everywhere. And each flower and herb on earth's dark breast rose from the dreams of its wintry rest. So may we all emerge into a beautiful spring until we next dine again at the mind, body, and soul food table. Take care.